And we want to welcome back to the WNRN studio, Jesse Harper. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. How you doing, Ann?
I'm doing really well. So you sent me this CD back in June and sent you a quick little note saying, man, this is a really nice CD. And so now it's time to celebrate its release.
Yeah, well, it's not actually, it hasn't officially come out yet.
Oh, okay.
We have it. It will be out soon. And we're just trying to get the last little details together for the label.
So how did I get one so early then?
Just because you're special and I know you.
Well, that was very nice of you. Yeah. Where did you get this picture taken on the front?
That picture's in Belmont, on one of the Monticello roads. I don't know. It seems like every road is Monticello over there, but there's an old general store and my friend lives right across the street from it, so Aaron Farrington came out and took a picture, and that was it.
And you have a whole bunch of folks playing on this album with you that you call His Best Intentions. Who are these folks that make up your band?
Those are all my best friends who happen to be geniuses that I've collected over the years, and most of them are from Richmond. I met at VCU. A couple of them I actually went to elementary school with. So I've known them all through the years. Daniel Clark on piano, who now tours with Katie Lang. And Brian Jones, who's like a drum. He was in a drummer. He was in Agents of Good Roots. They were a local band for years and has done a bunch of like studio work. But there's like probably 10 or 12 guys on there. Anne-Marie Calhoun, our old fiddle player from Old School Freight Train, who now tours with, it was Jethro Tull, but now it's like Widespread Panic or something. I know she did a thing with Ringo Starr recently, so she's all over the place. All those people came together.
Did she get that gig on the Grammys with like the Foo Fighters or something?
Yeah, she did that too. So she's all over the place. I think she did something with Steve Vai now, like the 80s guitar shredder. Yeah, so she's been all over with that stuff.
Jesse Harper is my guest this morning. How about if you play us something from this new album?
It's a tune called Porch Swing. Thank you.
WNRN. Jesse Harper is my guest this morning. There's a party, and it's sent a CD release party tomorrow night for this new album, Jesse Harper and his band, His Best Intentions. I think most people, Jesse, know you as a lead singer of Old School Freight Train, and this album here is songs that you mostly wrote. I know that Old School Freight Train did some pretty cool covers, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, but these are all songs that you wrote yourself?
Yeah, all these are originals that I've been writing, tunes that really kind of didn't fit with Old School Freight Train, at least a while ago. They didn't fit, and I knew I wanted to record them, and I had been playing them with my friend Daniel for a while on piano, and we just decided, you know, he kind of pushed me into it. He's like, you need to go ahead and record these. So there's a studio out in Green Springs near, just kind of outside of Charlottesville, my friend Stuart Myers and Chris Coip own, and it's in this great big old barn. We just went over there and started recording, and it was a great experience. It took me about 2 years of like scraping together money to actually record the whole record. I do like two or three songs at a time, but it was a great experience to be out there with those guys.
Well, were you the person who chose the songs that were sung with Old School Freight Train in terms of outside what you all wrote?
Yeah, for the most part, we didn't have some material, and after they heard this record, the rest of the guys in Old School Freight Train, we worked up a couple of tunes from this record, so that just so we have more stuff to play live. And now we have another record for Old School Freight Train that's actually coming out too, that has a bunch of a different kind of stuff. You know, it's a total departure from previous records. Our banjo player is up in Boston now at graduate school, so we have a drummer. We replaced the banjo with drums, and things got a little out of hand.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear that record as well. Old School Freight Train was known, you know, I imagine still is known for its excellent musicianship. I remember seeing you guys up in Philadelphia, actually, and people coming out of that show with, you know, seemed like there were lots of people with their tops of their heads blown off a bit. And you did some work with David Grisman on one of the records.
Yeah, that was a run that came out, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now. And we toured for a couple of years. We got to be his David Grisman's backup band. We did that in Charlottesville, actually. Played a couple of tunes at the Paramount. I guess it was 2 years ago now. But it was great to play with Grisman. That's kind of why I got into acoustic music, was through listening to David Grisman, the quintet. I saw him play a concert down in Green Acres, Tennessee, out in this kind of like a shed, a hay shed or something, and there were probably, you know, 5,000 people there, and we all just crowded under this big structure, and they played, and I was hooked after that. Before that, I played classical music. Before hearing Grisman, I was studying, like, you know, Bach cello suites on guitar and stuff, and that kind of changed it all for me. So,
well, then it must have been quite a compliment to have him choose you all for
it was so overwhelming that when we got out there to record, I got sick and had to go to the hospital. I was so like overwhelmed by the experience, and it was funny because we were only out there for about 7 days to record that record, and 3 of those days I was in the hospital with this crazy stomach thing, and it was wild.
But, wow.
Yeah, I can't really blame that on him. It was probably, you know, something I ate.
Jesse Harper is my guest this morning. He's got a CD along with his band, Best Intentions, and they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Gravity Lounge. We do have some tickets to that show. We'll be giving them away a little bit later. Jesse, how about if you play us another tune from this new album?
All right. This is one called Memphis. Down to Nashville, oh. walk down Beale Street where BB used to go, or seen the Mississippi from a riverboat. And I don't wanna get there and solve that mystery. It always lies in wait for me in Memphis, Tennessee. Brown-eyed girl that I used to know, though I've known a few since then, they always left me low. I don't know just where she's gone, if she thinks of me, but I always pictured her living in Memphis. I always pictured her living.
WNRN. My guest this morning, Jesse Harper. There's a CD release party tomorrow night at the Gravity Lounge, along with his band, His Best Intentions. This is a great name for a band. I like that one. You know, we talked a little bit about Old School Freight Train and some of the songs you guys did, and you sang and was kind of the single from that album, Superstition, with Stevie Wonder tune.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, before anybody else was doing it, because it was before Katrina, the Randy Newman song, Louisiana 1927.
Yeah.
So I know a little bit, I guess, about what music you like there, just by those two. But who else do you look to in terms of great songwriter? Randy Newman, of course, always someone to look towards songwriter.
I just got his new record that came out, Harps and Angels, which is absolutely, he's lost his mind and it's beautiful. But James Taylor is another one that I've been into. The first two records I owned as a kid at 5 years old were JT, which was James Taylor's kind of a departure for him. It was kind of a weird album. And Hotter Than July by Stevie Wonder. So those I had as, you know, all the time when I was a kid listening to those. But Paul Simon, I'm really into. Rufus Wainwright is another one of my favorites. Ray Charles and Randy Newman. There's probably some others. Jackson Browne I like a lot. Kind of, you know, pretty standard songwriters. You know, not too... Josh Ritter is a friend of mine, but also another person that I'm really influenced by.
We really liked his new album.
Yeah. Well, the bass player in my band is in Josh Ritter's band, Zach Hickman. He named His Best Intentions. He's the one who named the band. So there's a lot of crossover there. And I'm going to be playing with my other band. We're playing Josh Ritter's wedding in the spring out in Branson, Missouri. And that's another band that's going to be in town on the 27th. We're playing at Gravity. It's called Love Cannon. It's actually a mixture. It's one band that has two names. It's Love Cannon and also Hillbilly Joel. We play like Billy Joel songs.
So is that like
banjo.
Is it like Hot Rise and then Red Knuckles? You know, the kind of the same idea.
Kind of thing. Yeah, we'll wear wigs for one set and mustaches for the other.
Jesse Harper is my guest today. CD release party tomorrow at the Gravity Lounge. Let's have one more, and then we'll take a quick break here. Another one from the new CD.
Well, I'll do a Randy Newman tune.
Okay.
I'm inspired. This is my my song for 2008, even though it wasn't written in 2008. Taking all you're giving, it's getting hard to make a living. So, Mr. President, have pity on the working man. Now, we ain't asking you to love us. You may place yourself high above us, but, Mr. President, have pity on the working man. Oh, it may sound funny, but people everywhere running out of money. We just can't make it by ourselves. It is cold and wind is blowing. Something to keep us going. Oh, Mr. President, have pity on the working man. Maybe you're lying, or maybe you have lost your mind. Maybe you're only thinking about yourself. No need to run, no need to cry now. The time has come for us to say goodbye now. Oh, Mr. President, have pity on the working man. President, have pity on the working man. Mr. President, pity on the working man.
WNRN, Jesse Harper is my guest this morning, and he and his best intentions will be at the Gravity Lounge tomorrow night, celebrating this CD that he's put together. You said over about a two-year period?
Yeah, it took 2 years of borrowing money from friends to make the record.
Well, you have any special guests beyond this fine lineup of people that are going to be there tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow, actually, I have a guitar player, a friend of mine from, he was living in Miami, but he's back up in Richmond for a while, Chris Whiteman, and he's a great jazz guitarist, plays a bunch of R&B stuff as well. And then from New York, Robbie Sinclair on drums and Colin Killalay on bass and saxophone, and maybe bass clarinet. I don't know what instruments he's bringing. So it's not my usual band. I don't have piano tomorrow, but these guys, I kind of play with whomever is around. You know, I have enough friends that are really amazing musicians that every show is kind of a different thing for me. So
folks like Amory Calhoun, she's going to be able to come, or is she on the road?
I think she's doing something with Steve Vai this weekend. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
and Brian Jones and some of these other people, are they going to be able to come?
If they're around, I know I saw some of them yesterday in Richmond and told them about it, and they might show up. There might be some special guest appearances. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, it's a really nice record. I'm glad that I got an early copy of it, and I'm glad that other people are going to finally get a chance to hear it.
Yeah.
And certainly through the opportunity of seeing them live in concert, and we're so glad you're here. Can you give us one more song?
Yeah. Thank you. My whole world's been in circles, and I've been around this way before. Why does everybody leave me? Lord knows how I hate to be alone. Clocks go spinning round, the seasons are slipping by, and I spend all my days asking why you don't bring me joy, you don't bring me peace, it won't bring me one more day asking why. Time some good happens, or it don't seem to last too long. And people that I love, I just end up missing when they go, 'cause they're all gonna go. Clocks go spinning round, the seasons are slipping by, and I spend all my days asking why. Asking why.
WNRN. My guest in studio this morning, Jesse Harper. And tomorrow, Jesse Harper and his Best Intentions will be at the Gravity Lounge. Music starts at 8 o'clock. And I want to thank Jesse so much for coming in this morning. It was a pleasure, as always, to see you. And extra special to hear you play as well today.
Thanks so much for having me, Ann.
Oh, I look forward to having you back again as soon as possible. Let's open the telephone lines and give away a pair of tickets to this show tomorrow night at the Gravity Lounge. The numbers are 979-0919, 877-967-6762, or star NRN on your Intellos wireless phone. Or I listen to another tune directly from the new CD, and this one is called Let Me Go on WNRN.